Well, Operation Trinity strikes again. There was a pursuit last night that ended in Glen Waverley. Police were alerted to a ute in Box Hill just after midnight that was allegedly involved in a number of burglaries and robberies yesterday. Airwing tracked the ute to Pakenham before it travelled inbound on the Monash Freeway. Stop sticks were successfully deployed on the Monash Freeway in Glen Iris just before 2 a.m. A pursuit was initiated and a second round of stop sticks were deployed. The ute crashed into a tree at slow speed on Springvale Road in Glen Waverley, and four males dubbed the car and allegedly attempted to run from police. Three boys aged 13, 14 and 15 were arrested nearby about 2 a.m. A second 13-year-old was located hiding nearby a short time later by a dog squad unit. He sustained a dog bite while allegedly attempting to resist being taken into custody, and he was transported to hospital with minor injuries.
That's great. So he's resisted being taken. Was he being taken into custody by a human or a dog?
I don't know. Usually the dog goes in first, but can't confirm.
I'd give him some schmackos.
Because the dogs dragged them out.
Well, presumably they
get hold of their sleeve, mate.
Their sleeve or the leg of their trousers.
You're coming with me.
And unfortunately, well, presumably, whose responsibility is it then to give a 13-year-old boy a tetanus shot? Which presumably is what he needs.
The states, presumably.
And I love the fact that the stop sticks was employed twice and was successful twice, because they work 100% of the time.